Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website. The creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
I wanted to come on today and talk about how sometimes, well, a lot of times, we can actually try to love someone too much to try to save them. We can try to pour every ounce of our being and every ounce of our love into someone to save them or make them think that our love is enough. This is something I struggled with in my earlier years, and I thought I could save people by just loving them so much, or I thought that I could help them out of their situation by just loving them so much. And where the learning lessons came in really were around understanding that no matter what we do for somebody, we can love them to the moon and back. We can sacrifice ourselves, our time, our love, our money. We can give and give and give and give ourselves away and never be able to truly help someone. And that's because that person might not have self-love for themselves. And we might not for ourselves, right? So there's, to me, this crossing of no boundaries between two people. In any situation, it can be in work, it can be in just our general relationships with people, it can be in romantic relationships. And isn't it we find mostly that in romantic relationships, some things sometimes change in us, where we often think that the more we give and the more we show up for someone, that it's going to mean something. That the more we love and the more we grab and the more we hold, that they'll know that we love them. When in actuality, I've used this scenario with you guys before, when we grab and we hold and we pull, what we do to that love is we squeeze it. And what happens to sand or water when it's squeezed? It goes out the cracks till we're left with nothing, till love actually kind of crumbles and isn't there anymore. So to me, what it comes down to is it's our inability to accept that our love will sometimes not be enough. It's a hard concept and thing to accept. It's a hard truth to accept that our love may not be enough for someone else, may not be enough to pull them out of something, may not be enough to make them stay. And where we come into our own power and where we come into our own self-love is accepting that, you know. When we don't accept that our love isn't enough, it leads us down a road towards toxic relationships. You know, it pulls us away from our own self-love because we're just giving, 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 and nothing is changing, right? And we think, well, maybe I'll just give some more. Well, maybe I'll try this. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just keep giving. And what that does is it creates this unequal balance, and you're beginning to not love yourself and the whole thing. So when a person that you care about and love does not love themselves or can't take responsibility for themselves in this life, that they can't take ownership of their own situations, their, you know, that they're still maybe blaming or guilting or shaming other people. So when a person that you love and care about cannot take responsibility for themselves, your love can absolutely not save them because they can't see themselves in the picture. You see what I'm saying? That no matter what you pour in, it's just going to go through them and out. You know, we often make these, I can speak for myself. I abandoned a situation like this many, many years ago where we make crazy choices sometimes. We make crazy choices that make us step outside of ourselves, make us step outside of our boundaries, where we try to save people. We often end up destroying ourselves. We end up destroying ourselves in vain in an attempt to save someone else. Now, how crazy is that? That we stay in something where we are giving ourselves away and we end up destroying ourselves in the process because we stop loving ourselves within that. We give up all of our boundaries. There's no self-love. And what are we left with? We're left with just us standing there after it all crumbles apart saying, who am I? What did I do to myself? Oh my God, this person wasn't capable. They just weren't capable of receiving all of that love in the way that I wanted them to receive it, in the way that I thought it would help them. Big realization there. So when we push our love onto others, when we push our love onto others, we push it onto them, it seeps out. And that love just, it falls apart. You know, we end up loving with pain and regret, guilt, and shame, and then ultimately resentment. Our love then, with all of those things combined, becomes really destructive. It becomes really destructive not only to ourselves, but to that other human being. You guys following my drift here? Love can be controlling for both parties. And when we try to control love, try to control how it goes out onto somebody, how they receive it, it's pretty much over. It's done at that point. What we can learn from all of this after the things have crumbled, if we are self-aware enough, is that the healthy learning in this is that, you know, we can make a choice to accept that love can't save someone. Love alone can't save someone. They have to save themselves. You know, love learned through healthy boundaries stays even if the relationship ties. So if you have a love set up through really healthy boundaries, and for whatever reason, that relationship has to end, again, romantic or non-romantic, that love can still stay there. Because you leave on a respectful level saying, you know, this just didn't work because with our boundaries set up, it didn't work, instead of pushing, pushing, pushing and leaving with guilt and resentment. We learn from our pain in these relationships. Well, at least I hope we learn from our pain. I didn't for a long time, and I repeated that cycle until I learned really healthy boundaries for myself and learned what my self-limiting belief was in all of this. And it really, for me, was this: I can't save someone. No matter what I do, I can't save someone. Sometimes that can be a long lesson to learn. We go through it and we just don't understand, like, why? I'm just doing everything I can possibly do. Well, yeah, we have to accept that the person on that other end either can't accept it or receive it because they are working through something and they are in a place that they just cannot. They are in a place where they need to save themselves and take responsibility for themselves and want to choose to help themselves. Now, don't get me wrong. You can still love with all of your heart. With all of your heart. But you have to keep your self-love and your boundaries intact to be able to do that. Sometimes we need to walk away from people. It does not mean that we don't love them. Actually, it means we still love them just the same. It's just we love ourselves enough to understand that this union, and whatever it may be, is not healthy for either person. It has now become a toxic wasteland of just give, take, no take, giving too much, walls. So what I hope you all take away from this is that at some point in any relationship that you have with someone, we have to accept that what we want for someone and the love that we give to someone because we want them to get through something or onto another thing may not be enough. Acceptance of your love may not be enough for another human being. And when you can really accept that, you then say, well, my love is enough for me. I don't actually need to have them. I don't need them to know that I love myself. Anyway, I hope you guys get something out of this today. Leave comments, leave what you like, and I'll talk to you all again soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at lovewideopen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.